Ministry of Education, Culture, Sport, and Youth. Secondary Education. Technical and Vocational Schools. Class B. 4 periods. End of Term Examinations, May 2022. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear 3 different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Recording 1. You will hear a man talking about oceans. Decide whether the following sentences are true or false. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
Oceans. I really worry about our oceans. Not many people understand how important the oceans are. Every day we hear stories about the rainforests and the ice caps, but we rarely hear about the oceans. They form most of the Earth's surface and most of the world's species live in them. They are responsible for weather patterns and a lot of the world's foods. The problem is, they are becoming very polluted. Many fish species are in danger of dying. The coral reefs in our oceans are also in danger. We really need to think more about our oceans. We have to protect the life in them, or we might die. I love the ocean. I love the sound, the smell, the color. I feel so happy and relaxed just looking at the ocean.
You have 1 minute to complete task 1. Second listening.
Oceans. I really worry about our oceans. Not many people understand how important the oceans are. Every day we hear stories about the rainforests and the ice caps, but we rarely hear about the oceans. They form most of the Earth's surface and most of the world's species live in them. They are responsible for weather patterns and a lot of the world's foods. The problem is, they are becoming very polluted. Many fish species are in danger of dying. The coral reefs in our oceans are also in danger. We really need to think more about our oceans. We have to protect the life in them, or we might die. I love the ocean. I love the sound, the smell, the color. I feel so happy and relaxed just looking at the ocean.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 2. You will hear a couple, Stephen and Janice, talking about a computer they need to buy. For questions 1 to 5, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Right. Here are the computers. We have to buy one, and we have to buy one today.
Yes, you're right. I just don't understand anything about computers.
Well, it's okay. We can decide together. First of all, we need to decide between a laptop and a desktop.
I'm already confused. Can't we just get one like the one we have at the moment?
That's a desktop computer. I think it's too big. The monitor and the speakers take up a lot of space, and if we want to use it in the lounge, we have to move the desk.
Oh, so you're thinking of buying one of these laptop computers, are you? They look really neat, very compact. I bet they aren't as powerful as our old desktop computer, though.
Stephen, this isn't the 1990s. Look here. This one is twice as powerful as our desktop computer. Look, it has 80 gigabytes on the hard drive. Our desktop only has 30. We bought it 5 years ago.
I have to tell you right now, when you start talking about numbers, you know, gigabytes, ROMs, and megahertz, I get a headache. No, I mean it.
Oh, please. Come on, we have to make a decision. My uncle gave me that money more than a month ago, and if he comes to the house tonight and we don't have a computer, he will be offended.
Right. We need to think about what we need. Now let's see. Do we need to make CDs and DVDs?
Yes, that would be useful. We don't need a printer or a scanner as we already have both.
Fine. Look at those two there with extra wide screens.
No, that would be a waste of money. We won't be using it to watch movies.
This one looks fine then. $1,400. It has a CD and a DVD burner, 60 gigabyte hard drive, 5 USB ports. What are they?
Well, that lets you use things like a mouse, a printer, or a scanner. That seems a good choice. Look, it comes with a free webcam.
Why do we want one of those? I don't even like it when people take my photo.
Let's go and find someone to help us. Look, there's someone.
You have 1 minute to complete task 2. Second listening.
Right. Here are the computers. We have to buy one, and we have to buy one today.
Yes, you're right. I just don't understand anything about computers.
Well, it's okay. We can decide together. First of all, we need to decide between a laptop and a desktop.
I'm already confused. Can't we just get one like the one we have at the moment?
That's a desktop computer. I think it's too big. The monitor and the speakers take up a lot of space, and if we want to use it in the lounge, we have to move the desk.
Oh, so you're thinking of buying one of these laptop computers, are you? They look really neat, very compact. I bet they aren't as powerful as our old desktop computer, though.
Stephen, this isn't the 1990s. Look here. This one is twice as powerful as our desktop computer. Look, it has 80 gigabytes on the hard drive. Our desktop only has 30. We bought it 5 years ago.
I have to tell you right now, when you start talking about numbers, you know, gigabytes, ROMs, and megahertz, I get a headache. No, I mean it.
Oh, please. Come on, we have to make a decision. My uncle gave me that money more than a month ago, and if he comes to the house tonight and we don't have a computer, he will be offended.
Right. We need to think about what we need. Now let's see. Do we need to make CDs and DVDs?
Yes, that would be useful. We don't need a printer or a scanner as we already have both.
Fine. Look at those two there with extra wide screens.
No, that would be a waste of money. We won't be using it to watch movies.
This one looks fine then. $1,400. It has a CD and a DVD burner, 60 gigabyte hard drive, 5 USB ports. What are they?
Well, that lets you use things like a mouse, a printer, or a scanner. That seems a good choice. Look, it comes with a free webcam.
Why do we want one of those? I don't even like it when people take my photo.
Let's go and find someone to help us. Look, there's someone.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 3. You will hear a news broadcast about the inventor of the World Wide Web, who says it must change. Listen and underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
Inventor of World Wide Web says it must change. The World Wide Web is 30 years old. Its inventor is concerned about how people are using it. He is concerned about the future of the web. He wrote that many people weren't sure about if the web was a force for good. He thinks it can be, and that it can help billions of people. Governments and companies must build a better internet. He said, if we give up on building a better web now, then the web will not have failed us, we will have failed the web. The inventor had three worries about the World Wide Web. He called it a mirror of humanity, where you will see good and bad. The first worry was criminal behaviour, like hacking and harassment. New laws must keep people safe. A second worry is how social media spreads misinformation and fake news. People were tricked during the 2016 US presidential election. A final worry is about privacy. It is important to fight for a better, free, and safer web.
You have 1 minute to complete task 3. Second listening.
Inventor of World Wide Web says it must change. The World Wide Web is 30 years old. Its inventor is concerned about how people are using it. He is concerned about the future of the web. He wrote that many people weren't sure about if the web was a force for good. He thinks it can be, and that it can help billions of people. Governments and companies must build a better internet. He said, "If we give up on building a better web now, then the web will not have failed us, we will have failed the web." The inventor had three worries about the World Wide Web. He called it a mirror of humanity, where you will see good and bad. The first worry was criminal behaviour, like hacking and harassment. New laws must keep people safe. A second worry is how social media spreads misinformation and fake news. People were tricked during the 2016 US presidential election. A final worry is about privacy. It is important to fight for a better, free, and safer web.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.